This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Texans general manager had his press conference earlier today, his pre-draft press conference, and was asked about the latest on Jadeveon Clowney. Here's what he had to say.
Yes, and that's the spirit of the franchise tag. You know, there's a reason why we did that, and with every hope and intention of continuing to work on that. And that's a negotiation. You know, it's a process. It has to be a deal that makes sense for both sides, for the player, for the organization, as it relates to short-term and long-term. So that's still the plan.
I would love to see the phone records of Buss Cook and Brian Gain to see exactly how much conversation is taking place right now between the two sides. It sounds like there's just a staring contest going on having to do with money. And if one side's not going to move, then they're just going to be sitting here probably, if we believe – you know, what Cecil Shorts told us a couple weeks ago, and I have no reason not to believe Cecil Shorts, that it'll be at least July until Clowney shows up in the building.
I think Clowney and Buss Cook might be the only people following this situation that have any sort of issue with him playing on the franchise tag in 2019. I feel like fans, media, the organization, everybody not only is okay with it, I think most people feel like that sounds about right, that they should make him go through that experience before committing the, you know, whatever it's going to take, $60, $70, $80 million to keep him here long term.
Yeah, I don't know that I unconditionally feel like he should be on the franchise tag. I think there's a number out there for me that I think would be, if they offered him DeMarcus Lawrence's deal, I would say do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so
I don't think there's any way he's taking that deal.
Right, but I guess my point is that I do think there's a lot of people that feel the way it sounded like you were saying, Rich, which is let him play on the franchise tag, regardless.
Definitely.
You know, I think there's people. I don't feel that way. I think there's a lot of people out there that feel like, hey, we want him around long term, but and without knowing what Clowney's asking for, it's hard for us to go, balderdash, your number is terrible.
Well, I think a lot of what I'm talking about is the old Joe Sixpack stuff with, hey, man, we're talking $16 million. Yeah. Cry me a river.
Yeah, no, I'm sure there's a lot of that for sure.
Yeah, I want him around long term. You know, if I'm the Texans, I want him around long term. But it has to be the right deal. And it has to be, I think as the Texans go, that they have to let this thing play out. I don't see how or why you let this thing go any further than it has at this point. Unless there's significant red flags or a significant red flag, which, again, we've talked about that at length. It leads me to believe that there's a red flag. There's obviously they can't come to terms on a number and on a value for whatever reason. So that concerns me. But I think when you talk about the guy's skill set, we'd be crazy not to want him in the building. I want a guy that puts a premium on being with his team right now. You know, that, and I understand the contract situation and why a guy is not with the team, but for somebody to just come out and say, well, I there's no way I'm going to be with the team until July.
Well, to be fair, he didn't come out and say that. Those were according to sources.
Right. Well,
he's not under contract. I mean, would you show up without a contract?
I don't know that I would show up. No, I would tell my agent, like, hey, get something done. Like, get it done. One way or another, get it done. I mean, either get it done or don't get it done, or sign the tag or move on or do something. Right, sitting at home under the same circumstances that exist today, to me, would not be an option.
And here's the other thing, Clint. He can sign the tag, be with his teammates, be the teammate you want him to be, and they can still work on a new deal if it's before July 15th.
Guys, I don't understand why working on a new deal takes till July 15th.
Well, no, the deadline for signing the tag and the deadline for negotiating a long-term deal is July 15th.
Right.
If he doesn't sign the tag by July 15th, they can't do a long-term deal.
Right. And so that's my point, though, is if I'm the player, I'm like, hey, I don't care. Whichever direction we decide to go, let's just go there.
Yeah.
Let's not wait for July 15 to roll around because that's the date. I don't I don't understand why an agent would do that. I don't understand why a team would want to do that. And the player obviously is caught in between because he can't risk getting injured when he's not under contract. I understand that. But I don't understand why, if this guy is a guy that you want around long term and the negotiations are something that you could possibly see you guys come into an agreement, let's get it done.
Right, and I probably erroneously worded what I meant to say, because what I'm saying is he could sign the tag right now, be with his teammates, be assured of that $16 million in 2019, but then the July 5th deadline goes away. At any point in time from that day forward, they can come to an agreement on a long-term deal.
I don't know that that's true.
I thought it was.
I don't know that that's the case, Rich. I think if you're on the franchise tag, July 15th is the hard and fast date either way.
Well, then we need to get that clarified, because I was under the impression that you still had the option to negotiate a long-term deal even if you signed the tag.
Okay. Well, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But either way, Clowney's not in the building. He's not coming into the building. Well, so as far as what's relevant to this case, July 15th matters.
And back to the audio you played there with Brian Gain, the fact that the first thing every time I hear comments, I don't hear what I want to hear if you're going to give a guy 20 a year.
Yeah.
I don't hear Bill O'Brien talk about Clowney the way that he talks about other players sometimes, and we've discussed it in here multiple times. I know, unfortunately, a lot of times we're comparing J.J. Watt and how they feel about J.J. Watt to certain people. But when I'm talking about a franchise guy, or I'm talking about paying a guy 20, I don't want to hear the GM the first thing he says. Well, yeah, you know, that's the spirit of the tag.
Yeah.
No, tell me how much you love the player. Tell me how much you want. You need this guy.
No, there's an issue there. There's something there holding them back. There's no doubt
how important getting this deal done is to this team. To the coaching staff, to the progress of this football team, to making the playoffs next year. And it just seems to me every time I hear somebody comment, and it may be just their personality. I don't know these guys. It may be their personality to play things close to their chest. I don't know. I just think that I would want a coach to go, we want Clint Sterner in this building. We're working every day to get this contract done, to get him in this building. Right now, he cannot be here. Because he's not under contract. He cannot risk getting hurt. But we're trying to get his tail in here, and we're trying to get him involved in the locker room and in the daily routine and in all the mini camps and all the trainings that are between here and July. We're trying to make that happen.
There's something there. I don't know what it is, but there's something there preventing them from having complete trust in Jadeveon Clowney.
Correct.
Because somebody as reputable as Ian Rapoport is not sitting down with us on Radio Row at the Super Bowl and working in the phrase work ethic into the conversation unless he's heard something credible about a concern in that area, I believe.
Yeah, we'll see. Here's what the NFL website says about the franchise tag, just real quick. July 15th at 4 p.m. New York time, deadline for any club that designated a franchise player to sign such player to a multi-year contract or extension. After this date, the player may sign only a one-year contract for the 2019 season, and such contract cannot be extended until after the club's last regular season game.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's whether you sign the tag or not, it's July 15th is the date.
For a long-term deal.
For a long-term deal, yeah. Otherwise, he's just a one-year guy.
Right.
Until after the season.
So again, if we're talking about a guy that's got an extremely high ceiling, that's played at a high level, that there's no doubt about it, this defense is significantly better with him on the field, healthy, and playing at his highest. There's zero doubt about it. So let's get it done. That's and I know it's not
don't
that easy.
Don't hold your breath. He's playing on the tag.
I know it's not that easy, but let's get it done. Okay, if he's playing on the tag, then sign it and let's roll.
He will point. He's not going to miss million-dollar game checks. His game checks are just under $1 million per game.
Interesting you say this, though, Clint, because as a former player, and here's why I say this, is because most players, when there's a dispute between a player and a team, just players looking at it from a third-person standpoint, will say to guys like us that this is the only leverage Clowney has to try to get the team to move on something, is if they want him in the building badly enough for off-season workouts and OTAs and everything that happens before July 15th, Clowney's only leverage in that situation is his availability.
Right. And I totally understand that. My point is that's a known. That's not going to change July 14th.
Yeah.
You know, that's my point is that nothing's going to change between today and July the 15th.
Yeah.
Right? Nothing changes. They know Clowney. Clowney knows them. I'm assuming they've had discussions. They have a value in mind. He has a value in mind. If they're not that close, let's move on.
Yeah.
Or let's get in the building and play. That's my whole point, is like, there's nothing going to happen between now and then that's going to change this scenario. So let's put it all together and move forward.
Yeah.
Why waste 2 or 3 months of the offseason? And I'm saying that from both perspectives. As a team, I want my $20 million defensive hybrid player that changes the game. I want him in the building. Yeah. I want him around JJ as much as he can. I want him around all these guys. If I'm Clowney, I want to be in here getting my body right. I don't want to – the last thing I want to do if I'm Clowney – and he may be getting it right somewhere else. I'm not saying he's not. But I want to be in the building with my guys. I want to be in Houston with my community. I want to be doing whatever I can do, whatever in my ability to do to move this program forward to be a championship program. Just sitting around for 2 or 3 months, I guess the agent benefits because he gets his name in the Senate quite a bit, you know, in the media quite a bit.
Yes, I guess.
And people know he's dealing with Clowney and maybe get a couple new clients, but I just don't see where anybody else benefits from the holding out.
You know what he needs? He needs an injury that needs a procedure, because that's what got the Cowboys off the dime with DeMarcus Lawrence. Ironically,
yeah.
Was DeMarcus Lawrence basically pulled an embargo on his availability, saying, well, I'm not gonna go get this labrum surgery that I need when I'm on a second franchise tag. Now, if you give me my 5-year, $105 million deal with $65 million guaranteed, well, where's the scalpel?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where's the scope?
Cut me wide open.
Would you?
He also settled for probably less than, I don't know, DeMarcus Lawrence's $65 million is not top tier for his position. And he's had a couple of really, really good back-to-back seasons.
He has, but honestly, it feels about right to me of 65. I mean, he's not Mac or Donald. And he's probably not Von Miller, and Von Miller got 70. So it feels about right. I mean, reportedly, he came off of what his demand was to go to 65.
Right, so he wound up more with a reasonable demand.
I think he wound up with a great deal. Would you give Clowney the DeMarcus Lawrence deal, Clint? Five years, $105 million,
yeah,
$65 million guaranteed.
Zero doubt about
it. In a heartbeat.
If I knew, now, but here's the deal, Sean. There's, and I know if ifs were fists, we'd all be drunk, right? I mean, at the end of the day, if I felt good enough to give him a contract, I would do anything to keep him in the building.
Yeah.
But I would have done it a month ago. I wouldn't wait. You know, there's not, that's what I'm saying. You're not going to feel worse or better about the guy in two or three months.
Well, they may have offered him the DeMarcus Lawrence deal. My guess is they have no interest in the DeMarcus Lawrence deal.
Right. Well, either way it goes, then
maybe in Clowney's camp.
In Clowney.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah. I think if I knew more personally in house about, you know, what that workman's mentality, worker bee mentality, if that's changed, and if I felt genuinely, sincerely, in my gut, felt like things had changed and he had matured and developed, then zero doubt about it, you're getting a contract, probably more than Lawrence. I mean, because look, this guy's ceiling is sick, man.
Clowns.
I mean, yes. Yeah. I mean, his ceiling, it makes zero sense. I mean, you're talking about a guy that can wreak havoc. I mean, he has the ability to wreak havoc when JJ's gone. Now, I think a lot to this point, a lot of his success has a lot to do with playing in and around JJ. I think that's a huge advantage he's had, which we've talked about that before as well. But this guy has the ability to just do crazy things. And like people mentioned, he doesn't have the ability to just rush the passer. He collapses the pocket. He clogs the run. He's long, so he makes windows. If he does end up in some kind of underneath coverage, He shrinks windows for quarterbacks. I mean, he's athletic enough to affect the quarterback's vision and passing angles. His ceiling is freakish.
Well, the one thing I would say, just based on O'Brien and Brian Gain talking about Clowney, just if I'm probably taking what they're saying at face value and maybe shouldn't, but I'm just kind of judging by their tone when asked about him and what they're saying when asked about him. I don't think they're entertaining any trade talks for Clowney. I mean, they may be picking up the phone if somebody calls, but I don't think they're going down any serious roads about moving the guy.
I agree with that.
You know, and some of it would involve Clowney's agreement. Whoever would trade for Clowney needs to know he's going to sign a long-term deal. So there'd be some collaboration if it were to happen. But they don't sound like a general manager and a head coach who are ready to move on from Clowney. They sound like a general manager and head coach whose number is way different than Clowney's number.
I wouldn't be if I were them. And a big part of it is because I've got the upper hand. I've got control of this situation for at least 2 more years.
Yeah.
I disagree. No, I agree with your fact that they may not be entertaining it, but if a left tackle somehow, some way, a really, really top tier left tackle comes available,
or the means to get one, i.e.,
a
draft
part
pick
of the package,
yeah,
sign me up.
Okay, what if
a lockdown corner, one of those guys we were talking about earlier, obviously it's got to make sense from a value standpoint. You can't let him go for nothing.
Right, but, and who's trading a franchise left tackle? Well, right.
I mean, somebody that has great depth and has the next coming that they think can be the guy.
That's why the Patriots let Trent Brown go because of Isaiah Wynn.
Well, when you say that left tackle thing, I think more about a team that's got a draft pick that would put the Texans in position to get a future franchise. You know, if whoever had the 11th pick, I think the Bengals have the 11th pick. If the Bengals came to the Texans, and this is purely hypothetical, but they said, we want to trade the 11th pick and some other, you know, mid-round pick for Clowney. Man, you'd have to think hard about that because that's about where Andre Dillard is going in a lot of drafts, you know, to think about a future left tackle. Now, that's a huge, huge roll of the dice, but if Andre Dillard is who everybody in the NFL seems to think he can be, and now you're not spending $20 million a year on Clowney, you can use that $20 million somewhere else because that's the balance with the Texans here is it's really like you're trading for not only, in that scenario, not only the draft pick to go get a guy, but the cap space that would have gone to Clowney can now be used in other places.
I'd do that. Would you do that, Clint?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Yes. You've proven you're, and I say mediocre is not the right word because I think this team is they're a couple of plug and plays away from being a true contender. I do believe that. You know, I do believe that you're a left tackle and a couple solid offensive linemen and maybe a corner that doesn't have to be a Peterson type corner lockdown guy, but a good solid corner you trust that allows you to have a little bit of freedom on the defensive side of the ball. I think they're a couple of plug and play guys away from being a lot better than they were last year, which tells me that they could beat Indy, which that's a big time deal beating this division, and then also getting beyond the first round. I would be comfortable in saying you're a couple of guys away from making that move. That's a good thing about the Texans. Even if they're 500, they're really close. You're just a couple of guys away from being really good. And if there's a package that comes available to get one of those voids filled and Clowney's part of it, I would sign up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.